Hello, this is Inside FR Morning News Briefing. Five of the most important and interesting stories from insiders in just a few minutes. This is Boris Blacken. Today is February 6th, Friday. Story 1. Donald Trump claimed to have prevented several potential nuclear conflicts around the world, including between Russia and Ukraine. He wrote about this on his social media account. Ukraine, however, does not have nuclear weapons. The country renounced them under the Budapest Memorandum of 1994 in exchange for security guarantees from the United States, Great Britain, and Russia. Trump also opposed extending the New START treaty between the United States and Russia. He proposed developing an alternative agreement. The document was signed in 2010 by Presidents Barack Obama and Dmitry Medvedev and regulated the number of deployed strategic nuclear weapons between the two countries. The Russian Foreign Ministry previously stated that after the treaty's expiration, Moscow would no longer consider itself bound by its obligations. At the same time, according to Axios, Moscow and Washington are already discussing a possible extension of the agreement for a limited period of up to 6 months. The Kremlin previously stated that concluding a more favorable strategic offensive arms treaty is impossible without taking into account the nuclear arsenals of France and the United Kingdom. The second story, Ukrainian forces launched a series of strikes on the Kapustin Yar missile range in the Astrakhan region, according to the General Staff of the Armed Forces of Ukraine. The strikes were carried out with Ukrainian-made Flamingo cruise missiles. According to the Armed Forces of Ukraine, some buildings at the range were damaged. The Ukrainian Telegram channel Supernova posted a video purportedly showing Flamingo cruise missile strikes on Kapustin Yar. According to the Armed Forces of Ukraine, the Russian Oreshnik medium-range missile system is based at the range. Last October, the Security Service of Ukraine stated that the Armed Forces of Ukraine had destroyed one of the Oreshnik missiles at the range. On the night of January 9, Russia launched a hazelnut attack on the Lviv region. The missiles were launched from Kapustino Yar, Ukrainian authorities claimed. Story 3. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov complained about the expulsion of Russian companies from Venezuela after the United States captured Nicolas Maduro. The minister stated this in an interview with the propaganda channel RT. He did not specify which companies he was referring to, but implied that this was happening at the instigation of Washington. Among other hostile steps taken by the United States against Russia after the meeting with Trump and Putin in Anchorage, Lavrov mentioned sanctions against Rosneft and Lukoil. The introduction of additional duties on countries buying Russian oil, primarily India. And everywhere, it is said, Russian oil and Russian gas will be replaced by American oil, American liquefied natural gas. A document on Cuba was recently adopted. Yeah. Which, of course, will be of interest to you. And, it said that a state of emergency was being declared due to the threat Cuba poses to U.S. interests in the Caribbean, including through Russia's hostile and malicious policies. Last spring, Russia and Venezuela signed a strategic partnership and cooperation agreement. Five joint oil production ventures with Russia operated in Venezuela. In early January, the U.S. carried out an operation during which Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro was captured and taken to New York, where he was charged with drug trafficking. After this, the Venezuelan government began cooperating with the U.S. administration. Trump announced that the U.S. would take control of Venezuelan oil sales. Story 4. A London court sentenced Russian sailor Vladimir Modin to 100 years in prison. Modin, captain of the container ship Solong, collided in the North Sea off the coast of Great Britain with the U.S.-flagged tanker Stena Y. Mekulet. The incident occurred on March 10 last year. The Portuguese-flagged Solong, with a crew of 14, was en route from Grangemouth, Scotland, to Rotterdam, Netherlands, with a cargo consisting primarily of alcoholic beverages. The vessel collided with the anchored tanker Stenka Julet, carrying aviation fuel from Greece to the UK with a crew of 23. Explosions occurred on the Stenka, after which both vessels caught fire, and some of the aviation fuel spilled into the sea. One of the Solong's sailors is missing and presumed dead. Modin was found guilty of his death by a British court. The fifth story, the Italian Foreign Ministry reported an attempt by hackers to attack Olympic venues. According to Foreign Minister Antonio Tajani, this action is of Russian origin. The hacker group named 05716, whose members are associated with Russia, claimed responsibility for the attack. The group's statement, cited by the ANSA news agency, links the attack to the Italian government's pro-Ukrainian policy. Moscow called the Italian Foreign Ministry's statement unsubstantiated and slanderous. The Winter Olympics officially open in Italy on February 6. Competitions will be held in Milan and the resort of Dampezza. 13 Russian athletes have been cleared to participate in the Games as neutral athletes. To participate, the athletes were required not to publicly express support for the war against Ukraine and to prove no ties to Russian intelligence services or the army. The Olympic Games in Italy will be the fifth consecutive in which Russian athletes will compete without a flag or anthem. From the 18th to the 22nd, this was due to the doping scandal at the Sochi Games, and later, the invasion of Ukraine. And that's all for today. Listen to Inside F on all podcast platforms, as well as on the Echo Online app and on the EFM website online.